It's time now for Wisdom of the Wounded, featuring Karen Mulder. People who need our comfort and care surround us. We may have the tendency to avoid these situations because we don't know what to say or do. And now, here's Karen Mulder.
When we turn on our TVs or open our newspapers, we can be overwhelmed by the bad news. The news is filled with stories of war and murder and rapes and child abuse and people losing their homes and retirements and on and on. It's so easy to feel pessimistic and think the darkness is too great. I can't make a difference. I don't even know where to start. And yet, Jesus tells us that we are to be light and salt in this world. The following story reminds us of who we are and what God calls us to do.
Before there was anything, there was God, and a few angels, and a huge swirling glob of rocks and water with no place to go. The angels asked God, "Why don't you clean up this mess?"
So God collected the rocks from the huge swirling glob and put them together in clumps and said, "Some of these clumps of rocks will be planets, and some will be stars, and some of these rocks will be just rocks."
Then the angel said, "Nice job, God. Wow, those stars are so beautiful. Are you finished now? Is the world the way you want it to be?"
And God said, "Not yet." Then God collected water from the huge swirling glob and put it together in pools of water and said, "Some of these pools of water will be oceans, and some will become clouds, and some of this water will be just water."
Then the angel said, "Well, God, it's neater now, but is it finished?"
And God answered, "Nope." On some of the rocks, God placed growing things and creeping things and things that only God knows what they are. And when God had done all this,
the angels asked God, "Is the world finished now?"
And God answered, "Nope." God made a man and a woman from some of the water and dust and said to them, "I am tired now. Please finish up the world for me." "Really, it's almost done."
But the man and the woman said, "We can't finish the world alone. You have the plans, and we are too little."
"You are big enough," God answered them. "But I agree to this. If you keep trying to finish the world, I will be your partner."
And the man and the woman asked, "Well, what's a partner?"
And God answered, "A partner is someone you work with on a really big thing that neither of you can do alone. If you have a partner, it means that you can never give up because your partner is depending on you. On the days you think I'm not doing enough, and on the days I think you're not doing enough, even on those days, we are still partners, and we must not stop trying to finish the world. That's the deal." And they all agreed to that deal.
Then the angels asked God, "Is the world finished yet?"
And God answered, "I don't know. Go ask my partners." In this story, Mark Gelman reminds us that God is asking us today, "Is the world finished yet?" And I think we have to say, no, there is still much darkness, and bad things happen to good people. I think that I hear our partner God asking you and me, "What are you doing to finish my world? What are you doing, or what are you going to do today to bring hope out of sorrow and light out of darkness and healing out of sadness?"